told me that Jesus loved me. Can you believe that? People go to church day and night all the time and walk right by people and don't even tell them somebody loves you. Now, I don't know if it would have affected me or not. I don't know if I'd have paid attention, but I'd like to have heard that. That there is somebody that loves you and died for you and to help you. I mean, that was amazing to me. I wasted all them years begging for somebody to love me. And here was a man that I never met come in and love me in the shape I was in. When nobody wanted me, he wanted me. I have never got over that. The other day, I was rehearsing this in my mind and started bawling and crying going down the road. I thought, why, Lord? Millions of people in the world. Why didn't you just let me die in my sins? But he loved me. Oh, what a love. Can't explain it. You got to experience it. You can't explain it. I sat there and my dad looked at me and he stuck his finger in my nose. He said, I want to tell you something. He said, I lived that life. He said, I tried it. I had the Holy Ghost. He said, I was saved. He said, I went around and helped these preachers. He said, you can't live it. You can't live it. He said, I'm telling you right now, you can't live it. He said, I know I ain't been your dad, and I ain't know I ain't done nothing for you. And he said, but you're 10 times worse than I ever was. You can't live it. I sat there and I looked at him and I started crying. I said, you know what, Dad? Maybe you're right. Maybe I can't live it, but he can live it. I said, he that came into my soul can give me strength to live this. And he got mad and got up and walked out. And you know what? 35 years later, I'm still living this glorious gospel. What a Savior. What a Redeemer. My, how great God is. My dad walked in my office in August of 98 and sat down and was crying. And I asked him what was wrong, and he said, I thought I had kidney stones, found out I got cancer of the kidneys. And he said, I'm dying. And he got real bad, real quick, and of course, I was trying to take care of him. And we took out an insurance policy, me and my wife. The Lord had dealt with me about taking an insurance policy out on him 3 years prior to that because he was an alcoholic, and he didn't have anything. So I was sitting by his bedside before he left the world, and just me and him, and I was holding his hand, and he opened his eyes, looked at me, and he said, I need to tell you something. I said, okay. He said, I cashed part of that insurance policy in. Well, I started crying because we had a hard time paying for that thing with five kids. And I patted his hand. I said, that's all right, Dad. I said, we'll work it out. And he looked at me, and he said, I was wrong. He said, you're a good boy. I said, Dad, it's in the blood. It's in the blood. All them years they told me I'd be just like them because it was in my blood. I wanted him to know it was in the blood of Jesus Christ that changed my life. And he looked at me and smiled. But that tells you that the blood of Jesus can change you and make you new. Praise God. I still had 10 months to go in the military when I got saved. I got saved in 77 of August, the 28th. I got born again. Didn't even know that was possible. Met a man named Jesus. And I'm telling you, the holidays are brutal for people that don't know the Lord. I mean, it's a torment. I've been there, but I'm telling you, if you just get alone and kneel down and say, God, if you're really real, If you're really real, would you have mercy on my soul and help me? And give me something that this world ain't got. That's what I said, and that's what he did. And the Lord has helped me ever since. Now, you know, after the Lord did that to me, it changed my life in such a way, I never asked man for nothing. I never did anyway, but I sure wasn't going to ask them. After I found out this man named Jesus knew where I was and he knew my name, when I found that out, and I found that he knew all about my sins and how wicked I was and loved me enough to save my soul and fill it with his love and turn my life around, I'll never understand how you can drink for all them years and cuss and carry on and hate that bad. And then one trip to the altar, he takes that old man out of you, puts a new man in you, and you get up and you look at yourself and say, what in the world? How can he do that? But he does it. He does it. And no matter what anybody says, they can't take that away from you. Can you believe that? I finally got something nobody can take. Nobody can take. Now, I'm telling you, I never trusted nobody after that. And I don't mean to drag on here. I need to tell you a little bit more if I can. Now, I may stumble and fall when I tell you about how I was raised. But when I come to telling you about this man named Jesus, it does something different to me, see? Because he's the one that saved my life. He's the one that turned my life around. No education. Still today, 64 years old, still has no high school education. What about that? So I'm sitting in the church that I came up on the weekends after I got saved. And sitting in the church, sitting on the pew, and I see that little wife of mine. She wasn't married at that time. And I said, Lord, can I marry her? I didn't want to ask nobody. They never did ask nobody for nothing. I wasn't about to ask nobody then. And the Lord spoke to me and said, marry her. I jumped up, ran over and grabbed her hand, said, I'm marrying you. And she just stood there and stared at me like there's something wrong with me. There was. I was saved. I was born again. And the master of my soul told me I could marry my wife. I said, I'm marrying you. And it just dumbfounded the whole church. I know it did. Because who's this guy that came in off the streets, that was in the mess he was in, walk in here and want to marry one of our little girls in the church? It didn't matter what they said. I talked to the master. So I told her I was going to marry her and didn't even have a job. Didn't have a job. My mom sent her a letter and said, don't marry him. He'll never be no good. He'll never work. He'll never be nothing. That's the way he always was. That's the way he always would be. I said, don't worry about that. I said, I'm going to marry you. So I prayed and I sought the Lord. A place downtown, and I applied for a job down there in a durable paper bag. And we was over in Cincinnati, and she was going to sell her piano. She had a little piano to get her a wedding dress, and because I wasn't working. And ain't nothing like a boy in the church wanting to marry a girl and ain't got a job, you know. That just makes the church so happy. And I could see everybody looking at me funny and talking around my back. I didn't care. Because the Lord told me I could marry her. And if he told me I could marry her, then that told me that he's got some plan for me, a job somewhere, and that he was going to take care of me, and they don't know about it, but that was mine and his secret. And just because I didn't know how it was going to go off don't mean it wasn't going to happen, because I was trusting him, and I believed him, and I didn't believe man, and I was going to wait on him, and he was going to fix it. So we're standing downtown in Cincinnati, and the Lord spoke to me and said, go in this bank and borrow $500. Well, I didn't have a job. So I told her, I said, let's go in this bank. I'm going to borrow $500 to borrow the money to buy us what we need. We go in. I sat down. I told the guy, I want to borrow $500. And he said, where do you work? I said, I don't. He said, you want to borrow $500 and you don't work? Oh, I said, well, maybe I do. I don't know for sure. And he sat there and looked at me. And he said, what do you mean by that? And I said, well, I applied for a job at Dural Paper Bag, and I don't know for sure if they're going to hire me. They're going to let me know today sometime. And he said, well, how much were they going to start you at? I said, I don't know. I didn't ask him. He sat there and looked at me some more. And then he said, do you mind if I call him? I said, no, call him. So he called him. And he said, I got a man in my office. He told him who I was.